So I guess this is the time where you pretend there's fancy intro music, and I welcome you to the Jill Will Run show-ish, podcast-ish, whatever this is. Anyway, so I guess the thing this year is to declare your focus word for 2019. And at first, I just saw a friend post it on Facebook, and she just said, "What's your focus word for 2019?" And I thought, that's a nice idea. Then I started seeing it everywhere, and I realized it was a thing. And part of me wants to rebel against it because of the ubiquity with which I have seen it showing up. But when I read my friend's initial post, something popped into my head immediately, so I'm going to stick with it. I'm assuming that there's a reason for that. So my focus word for 2019 is breathe. Yes, there is part of me that literally means to take a breath, get some air into the lungs, take in oxygen. I am really bad at breathing lately. Literally, I am always gasping for air, and I'm pretty sure that I'm going to do it during this podcast. I'm worried about that. That was a forced one. That wasn't really how it goes. Anyway, I think it's all due to stress. I went to the doctor about 6 months ago, and they did some chest x-rays, and they did not show anything wrong at all. I have asthma inhalers, and they do not do anything to help this. But if I use the breathing app on my Apple Watch, I can actually get air in during that moment. So my self-diagnosis, which seems far more valuable to me than actual legitimate medical care these days, because frequently that just feels like a waste of time and money, is that this is stress. So I purchased a year's subscription to Headspace. So between that and my Apple Watch, I should be able to breathe for about 10 minutes each day. Granted, there are 1,440 minutes in a day, but I do sleep for 6-ish hours, so I can breathe when I'm sleeping. It's just all the other hours of the day that I need to deal with. I'm worn out, I'm run down, I'm overall unhappy in life. I kind of just need to learn to live in the moments of my life and the life that I have right now. Stop thinking about all the FOMO moments and the way things used to be. Just stop, take a breath, and appreciate or remember the moment that I'm in. Even if that moment is my kid complaining about not liking whatever food I've prepared for dinner. So here's the honest truth. When I started running, I really got into it because it helped me feel connected to my community and it gave me opportunities to meet other people. I had an activity that I could go do during the long hours that I was alone since my husband worked long hours as a CPA January to May and he watches way too much football in the fall. But then we had a kid and somebody needs to watch her while my husband works long hours as a CPA January to May and watches too much college football in the fall. I really don't want to run on the treadmill for hours when I'm taking care of her because I usually have to answer a lot of kid questions while running and I watch kid shows. So if I have to work out at home with her around, I usually max out at about 30 minutes of exercise and it's still usually very interrupted. She talks to me a lot, she climbs on me, she asks me to help her with things. It's just my kid is very, very mom oriented. So my workouts are very time constrained compared to the past, and even though I ache to do a lot more distance and run a lot more races like I did, evidently my heart is saying to spend time with the kid because that's where I make the priority. That always wins out for me. Part of that is guilt, and I have a lot of ingrained guilt and I feel bad leaving her, but I spend all day working and I send her to school and she's in before and after care. I feel like she should be allowed to have some of my time, right? I mean, I shouldn't just then immediately bail and go spend a bunch of time running without her. And so just acknowledging that I do want her to be a priority, that is a step toward a more accepting and peaceful place in my brain. And so maybe if I can take a step back and just breathe and remember that, it will lead me to a little bit more centering, and hopefully that will lead me to better health and maybe I can have better goals and better accomplishments in 2020. We'll see. So anyway, I guess this is now where you pretend I have fancy outro music and you go and find me on all of my social media channels. I'm at Jill Will Run on pretty much anything. I'm not necessarily saying that I'm super prolific on any of them, but I do have a presence and you can find me on jillwillrun.com. Again, I am not super prolific at my blog lately because it's back to that whole lack of time thing. But that's where you can find me and reach out and get in touch with me or just say hi. So anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.